This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Looking forward to seeing lots of our listeners at the K-Fire Agra International. And it's got a long, storied history. Great gathering for farmers and ranchers on an industry very, very important to the fabric of North Dakota, in addition to feeding the world. So looking forward to being there next week. Hope to see you. Stop by. We'll have all kinds of goodies and lots of fun. We're going to invite some of our rancher friends that we've been talking to on and off the air about the industry. Saw a graph yesterday about how the price of beef for us as consumers has continued to decline while the cattle price declines. So somebody in the middle there is doing pretty darn good. I don't know exactly who, but there's certainly something to do there. We'll tackle that next week, though. Looking forward to it as well. Senator Kevin Cramer is here after one busy week, and we certainly welcome your calls, questions, or comments for him. We got a couple of callers waiting to chime in on things we've been chatting about this morning on President Trump. We have lots of text. Here's how you join us, 701-258-0550. We're having some Friday fun and giving away a free MyPillow to first-time callers. If you've never called this program, never called Senator Cramer before, all you have to do is tell Daniel when you call your first-time caller, 701-258-0550. You can also text us, 701-367-2054, or Scott H. at FlagFamily.com. For me, Scott H. at FlagFamily.com. For Todd, it is, of course, 701-226-8503. Senator Cramer, welcome back for another hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be back.
You're in North Dakota, too. That's kind of nice, huh?
That's the best part of the whole deal. It's been sort of a long month, as you know, and I've been able to sort of sneak back to North Dakota for 24 hours a couple of times, but that's about it. One time to Fargo for a day and one time to Bismarck for a day.
In all of your public service, I mean, you go back to the Schaefer years in tourism and economic development, the Public Service Commission for a number of years, and obviously a member of the House, now a member of the Senate. Was there ever a week even close to what you had last week?
No, there really wasn't. There's not been. I mean, maybe the closest thing. Just trying to think what the closest. No, there really wasn't, I guess, as I think about it. In terms of drama, maybe the government shutdown when I, you know, my freshman term in the House, not even this most recent one was when I say recent, when last year's government shutdown, part because it was so partial and, you know, the vast majority of the government was funded. And so it wasn't quite as big a deal. But that first one, when we tried to stop Obamacare from being implemented at all, that was probably the closest thing to drama, except that you weren't busy. Now, some might say that sitting through an impeachment trial, you're not real busy either, but you are very mentally busy, attentive. Of course, the hours were long and starting with 2 a.m. the first night. And, so no, I've not experienced anything like that in public service before.
Unbelievable. Calls, questions, comments, welcome here today for Senator Kevin Cramer. We're going to get right to it. Scott and Dickinson, go ahead with yours.
Yeah, I got I'm one of those guys that likes to just poke the bear and just drive liberals crazy. So I'm trying to get somebody to talk to President Trump and whoever makes his hat. I want Trump 2020 acquitted red hat.
Oh, okay. That's kind of neat. That's not bad. I don't know. If you're an entrepreneur, you might want to go out and copyright that real fast and see if you can't get some. That's printed up. Something tells me you can make some money.
I'm becoming extremely wealthy. I live a comfortable life and I do well. I just like driving liberals crazy.
Well, wow. Wear that and you will. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fact. I was going to say, wear that and you will.
You guys get your head
I like
guys
that.
Have a good day. Talk to you later.
All right.
Thank
so
you.
next time you talk to the president, you know, I've got another example, Mr. President, how much North Dakota loves you. I got a call today at the Talk Radio Town Hall with an idea for a hat.
So,
2020 acquitted, yeah. In all seriousness, it seemed we played a clip earlier of the president at the prayer breakfast and also at his White House event. It is very clear this has impacted him in a way that I think most people don't understand. I know you have talked about that before, the impact on his family and whatnot, but I think we saw, you know, touches of a different kind of Donald Trump in describing what this has been like. Did you agree with that?
I don't think there's any question. So that people know, I mean, I've talked to him a fair bit over the course of the last couple of weeks, and in a couple of times, you know, just him and me on the telephone, and I think we oftentimes, well, here's what we do, Scott, and I say we because I think we all have to reflect a little bit on this. In politics, we have a tendency to dehumanize people we disagree with, and particularly if the people we disagree with are not just opponents but become enemies in a sense. And when you do that, you know, it can become very personal. And for some people, the attacks are personal, and for other people, the receiving of the attack is personal, if you know what I mean. I've not suffered much from that in the last 10, 12, 15 years in my political career. I pretty much know that that's some of the territory. I think for President Trump, remembering that he's not been in politics before, that this is his first political office as president of the United States. And so the level of hate and the degree to which they'll carry it out, including, by the way, let's not forget, starting during the campaign itself with the FBI of spying on his campaign and American citizens based on a phony dossier and fraudulently acquired warrants. That's how it began. And it has never ended. And through all of this incredible work he's doing, the incredible economy that he's helped develop, and make no mistake, it isn't the Barack Obama economy. He didn't lower taxes or roll back regulations or negotiate good trade deals. So that this is a Trump economy. During all of that time, he's been under some investigation, and all of them have come up empty, including this one. It's bound to eventually have its impact, negative impact, even on somebody as tough as Donald Trump. And I think you're right. I think particularly the last 48 hours, we've seen a frustrated Donald Trump blow off some steam, and it's easy to understand why he might want to.
He also has just talked about, you know, how tough it's been on the family. And he said, look, I haven't done everything right. I haven't done everything perfect. I didn't do it on purpose, to incorrectly. But I think, and it turns to, you know, his family and says, I think I've done okay. So it just seemed like almost a vulnerable moment for him to be that real.
Felt the same, Scott. And I think in all honesty, for a lot of Americans, it maybe even surprised them. I've seen it more often probably than others, but I think it might have even surprised them a little bit, and I hope in a favorable way.
Another thing I want to ask you, this came from a listener earlier in the program. They asked about the Obama holdovers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know this happens from administration to administration, but, you know, there's talk out there now about retaliation coming for Vindman. That's the media's portrayal of it, of course. Who is an Obama holdover? We believe that he and the whistleblower were cooking this up long ago and overheard at the White House talking about taking it down Trump.
Right.
That would lead me to believe we've got a management problem within the White House about holdovers. Can you dismiss holdovers? Can people be fired, that serve at the pleasure of the president you believe have a bias towards the previous president?
So the issue is somewhat complex, particularly when it comes to the National Security Council. Some of the members, you heard perhaps from time to time the bureaucrats talk about the interagency working process or the interagency working group. And a lot of those people are assigned by the agencies, and they're not necessarily political appointees. In many cases, they're not political appointees. But I think what we've seen here through this Ukraine situation, and what you're seeing is that this president, Donald J. Trump, is different than all the previous presidents. And it's why he is the president. And he, first of all, philosophically comes in differently. I mean, today he made a decision, Scott. He tweeted out something about, you know, Yucca Mountain and his opposition to Yucca Mountain and the storage of radioactive materials that come from power plants. So it's something I think he's very, very, very wrong on. But if I'm a bureaucrat in an agency and this is his position and he tweets it out, I'm not going to spend my job trying to undermine his decision. But when it comes to national security decisions, I think he comes in with a very different philosophy than has been present, not just through the Obama administration, but even previous to that. And they find it so offensive that he disagrees with them, and they forget that their job is to carry out his policies, not to undermine them the way they have. And so, yeah, I think we need to take a hard look at the bureaucracy and, frankly, career bureaucracy.
Causing a lot of this pain that the American public have had to put up with over the last 3 years. More with Kevin coming
up. Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Split mine, it's 5 plus 5, not a rocket science. It's daytime, that's hard to find, it's true. The road we're on in a traffic jam, it's a sunny drive on a piece of land, it's
back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Senator Kevin Cramer's here for his weekly talk radio town hall, an extraordinary opportunity for you folks to talk with Senator Cramer about anything and everything, full hour, every week, right here. Take advantage of it. It's so unique. It's so wonderful. And, of course,
it doesn't matter the topic. It's whatever you want to, whatever you want to chat about. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Michael Lindell's new book, it is amazing. It contains your life because you'll see what somebody has gone through and yet what they've come to. From crack addict to CEO. You can't make it up, folks. MyPillow.com. You buy the book, you get free shipping on anything else you buy, like the MyPillow towels or the Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code SCOTT. Call them at 800-506-9028. Or call. Or two ways to do it. You can go online, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. Radio listener special link, promo code SCOTT. Okay, back with Senator Cramer. Let's go next to Casey in Crystal, North Dakota. First-time caller. So that's some good stuff right there, Casey. My mouse is now working. Here you go. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, I always wanted to say that. First-time caller, long-time listener, Dale.
you only get to say it once.
Yeah, only get to say it once. That question for Senator Cramer, and that question, you know, I have a pile of emotions this week, happy, sad, angry, everything. Real happy that Donald Trump is still my president. Angry with Nancy Pelosi and her behavior. But my question for you, Senator, is can the Senate do something to censure or tie the hands of Nancy Pelosi and the House impeachment managers, Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, all these clowns, so that we don't have this happening again and we can get back to running the country?
So you raise a really interesting point. Because remember, Nancy Pelosi, and remember they urgently had to pass these articles of impeachment because they couldn't wait another day to get rid of Donald Trump. And they rushed it, and of course they came up with something that would have been thrown out in any courtroom in America. And then she withheld it for 33 days. And the reason she did was to try to manipulate Mitch McConnell, who, by the way, any Republican that ever thought Mitch McConnell wasn't the best leader in the United States Senate, maybe in the history of the Senate, think again. He didn't blink, he didn't flinch, he didn't waver, he just stood up for the institution of the Senate and the separation not only of the three co-equal branches, but the two chambers, and did not let her dictate the rules of the Senate. And now you're asking if we can do sort of the reverse, and the reality is we can't, but here's what we can do. I am of the belief, thinking about the constitutional language, and believe me, we've all been reading it over and over and over lately, the constitutional language relating to impeachment, it says that the House shall have the sole power. And remember, they used that all the time, the House managers did, the sole power to impeach. In other words, they use that to mean that the Constitution lets them do anything they want. There's no parameters. You know, never mind high crimes, misdemeanors, never mind, you know, treason or bribery. None of that matters anymore. We're the House. We have the sole power. We can do anything we want. We can create our own rules, which is not true, of course, because the House never authorized the first 23 subpoenas, for example. But they argued that autonomy in our chamber. And then they want to dictate our chamber's rules. Well, okay, so we can't do much about what they send over to us. But the Constitution also says the Senate shall have the sole authority or sole power to try an impeachment. But it doesn't say you're obligated to try the impeachment. And this has caused a lot of us to reconsider whether the Senate even has to take impeachment from the House and have a trial. It just says we have the sole responsibility, but it doesn't say we're obligated to take it. One of the things I regret looking back on it, at the time it seemed like the right idea, and maybe it was for this one time, for the purposes of this illustration, I would have dismissed them out of hand. At the very least, we should have dismissed Article 2, which was ridiculous because it was an attempt to circumvent the Article 2 circumvent Article 3 powers of the courts in the separation of powers as it relates to executive privilege, for example. And that on its face should have just been thrown out. And I think from now on, if they can't come to us, if they tried this again, and they may try it in weeks, who knows? There's some of them that would like to. and they bring something crazy to us, we either ought to just ignore it or you know, look at it and say, no, you guys have no more credibility in this place, and or just dismiss them if they get too stupid. But in terms of what we can do about censuring them, we probably can't do that, but we certainly don't have to let them into our chamber, in my view.
Casey, glad you called.
That would be a good decision.
Good observation.
I do too, by the way. I think it's a great idea, because it would say, no, we're not going to let you use the Senate for your partisan, you know, reasons over there in the House. So, no, it's not happening here, because they've already crossed that divide, so you wouldn't want to. For the sake of future presidents, that's the bizarre thing.
Right.
I mean,
that's right.
Basically, every president is going to be accused of abuse of power. Well, they already have. 40 of the 45, I think, have been, in some form or way, have been accused of abuse of power, right? 40 of the 45 presidents. But now these guys say, oh, that's impeachable. So they take it to that level. So why would you want to let them by with that? Casey, great points. Thanks for the call. And Connor Collide, you're a first-time caller and a long-time listener. We appreciate that very much. Voila is where we go next. Dave, what's on your mind?
Well, I have an idea as to why Mitt Romney really, the real reason that he said this is a moral decision and he voted the way he did. What senator are you familiar with that he thinks is more important than his job as a United States senator? That's his church. I think he wants to become a member of the 12 apostles, and by becoming disliked in his own state as a senator, he thinks of taking what he claims is a moral stand is going to get him appointed as one of the 12 apostles of the LDS Church.
I don't know enough about it. You know, perhaps, I don't know. I was deeply disappointed, of course, in his decision, and I thought his reasoning was flawed at that, but it is what it is. He's had the same rights as I do to make that decision. I don't know what his motivation was. We could all speculate. Maybe you may be right, but I do know this, that there's another senator from Utah who's also member of the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Yes.
And he voted the other way. and there are other more.
But he doesn't have aspirations to church leadership like Mitt.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and listen to you on the air.
I don't know enough about it to comment a whole lot, Scott, other than to say if the Mormon church thinks that was a moral vote, they should expel then a couple of other Mormons that voted the other way. You know, so maybe he's on to something. I think it's certainly an interesting argument to make, but I'm not qualified to either make it or dispute it.
The president wasn't a big fan of the rationale.
Yeah.
For his vote. You could tell that. So he let that be known yesterday as well. All right, more with Senator Kramer after a break. You can text us too, by the way, 701-367-2054. We're going to go to Linton, North Dakota. We're going to go to Berlin, Minot, Fargo. All callers waiting to weigh in. Dan with an email sitting there and a lot of text on the Talk Radio Town Hall. A lot of ground to cover today on the program. All right, short break. Don't go away.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another sharp rise in the number of people diagnosed with the coronavirus on a cruise ship off Japan. The country's health minister through an interpreter.
41 people tested positive for coronavirus. We are now preparing to transport them to medical facilities in Tokyo and other prefectures.
That brings the total number of cases aboard the Diamond Princess to 61. Thousands of passengers are under a two-week quarantine. Two more planes carrying Americans are on their way to the U.S. from Wuhan, China. The number of deaths from the virus is now 636. The White House has announced that the al-Qaeda leader Qasem al-Rimi was killed in Yemen. President Trump directed a counter-terrorism operation in Yemen that resulted in his death. There was no information about when the operation was conducted or how it was carried out. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The University of Mary is here to help working adults that want to further their education, looking for solid value for their money. If you need a flexible program option so it's affordable, you want it from a university with an established tradition of academic excellence, the University of Mary is your home. Flexible and affordable, that means something at the University of Mary, because flexibility means choosing your program mode. They do that. Designed it. Programs for working adults offered online, on-site, or the blend of the two. Choose the right fit for you. Affordability means costs are truly competitive. Transparency means no hidden fees. And with many of their programs, tuition is locked in. If you tell them you're a listener to What's on Your Mind, they're going to waive your application fee. So just find out what's possible. See what credits you've already accumulated to help you with all that life credits, just from what you've done in your current position at the University of Mary. Value means a world-class education at an affordable price. Find out for yourself at umary.edu/online. Do you think that the president last night, Kevin, was talking about Mitt Romney when he said this at the...
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not...
You know, it's pretty amazing, because I think everybody thinks those things, but he's, again, saying them out loud. That's just, and he's president of the United States while he's saying them. But he's talking about Nancy Pelosi and Mitt Romney there, right?
It would appear so, at least... The shoe seems to fit a little bit, so I would think that that's who he was taking his frustration out on, and I think he has a relevant point, honestly. It's a tough one to talk a lot about, Scotty. I mean, in my floor speech, as you probably know, I didn't dwell a long time. I have a much longer document than I'm putting into the record for my reasons, explaining my reasons for voting for acquittal, but I did remind myself, and it wasn't actually not in my printed speech, but it will be added now, but that, you know, that Chaplain Black asked us regularly, and I attend a prayer breakfast with him every week, to be praying for God's will to be done. And that's what I did many times. And I also was prayerful about my decision, and I came to a different decision than a different conclusion than Mitt did. But I talked about God's will being done and that I would accept God's will to be done. But what I'm careful to not do is say, you know, it's because I'm religious that I voted this way. I thought it was a bit much, frankly, and it's a bit critical, really, in a way, or insulting to other people of faith who came to a different conclusion. But, you know, Mitt speaks for Mitt, and and he's entitled
to that. You sit pretty close to him on the Senate floor. What was his vote a surprise to you? I mean, from his commentary or from breaks or anything else? I mean, is he sharing with you his view of what was going on?
He did defend the argument a few times with me, both in the cloakroom and the back of the chamber. But it wasn't a shock to me, but it was a little bit surprising because I think at the end of the day, my problem is at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with standing up for Donald Trump. It has to do with standing up for the presidency itself, the separation of powers, and the fact that Democrats have announced their intention to impeach him the day that he was sworn in. And they've been investigating him since halfway through the campaign. And so they really have no credibility to start with, and then to come in with no crime. They don't allege any crime was committed. I mean, their testimony and evidence was very weak at best. They tried to circumvent, like I said earlier, the courts altogether. It was really, really weak. And as I've talked to judges, they say they've been thrown out in any, you know, courtroom in America. There's always a judge somewhere that'll take on anything. But he and I did, you know, we disagreed considerably on a couple of facts, and not the least of which was that the bureaucracy. See, he has much more respect for the government than I do and the career bureaucracy. I do not. I mean, when you consider, Scotty, the premise that the FBI, imagine the FBI during the Trump campaign used a fake dossier that they knew to be fake to go to the courts, the FISA courts, created fraudulent warrants, were able to spy on Americans and come up with nothing. I don't know how you trust them ever again. So why would we continue to trust this bureaucracy that disagrees with them and has been, you know, has pledged to get rid of him?
All right. We've covered the Romney ground. Let's keep rolling. A lot of calls waiting here, and I'm going to squeeze in a couple of quick texts. Can you please ask Senator Cramer if he's aware of the possible closure of the Coal Creek Station? That's the Great River Energy Plant near Underwood. Mm-hmm. The financial impacts to the communities would be devastating. There was obviously a story out this week. Some people have interpreted it to say they're considering closing it. Others are saying you're reading too much into it, and this is more about Minnesota politics. What do you know?
Well, it is probably a lot about Minnesota politics, but it's more than anything, it's about the financial competitiveness. And I think that David Sagu, who is, of course, a good, strong North Dakotan UND graduate, is the CEO of the company, was being honest with employees when he talks about the financial challenge of keeping that big plant open. And that's not, he didn't say that they're closing it. He just wants them to be aware of it. I understand it, and I don't disagree that it is a challenge, which is why, Scotty, it's exactly why if our Federal Energy Regulatory Commission doesn't do something to appropriately compensate coal-fired power plants, and when I say coal-fired and nuclear, because those are the only two types of base load electricity that we can have in this country. Gas would be another one, except you have to have more pipeline capacity than we have. And if we don't do something to appropriately compensate that base load, that 24 hours, 7 day a week, completely dispatchable electricity, then coal plants are going to continue to close, as are nuclear plants. And one day we're going to wake up and the wind won't be blowing, the sun won't be shining, the batteries will be dead, and we'll wonder why we don't have electricity. That's got to happen at the FERC level, which is why I held up President Trump's nomination to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission last year, and he's not on the commission. People think I always agree with Donald Trump. I stopped a FERC commissioner from being appointed because he disagrees with me on that point. And we have to fix these things. And also, as you probably noticed, in last year's omnibus spending bill, and there were a lot of wonderful things in it, and I voted for it, and Senator Hovind voted for it, because we want the raise for our troops, and we needed to continue to build our military, and there were lots of important spending in there. But they also snuck a one more year extension of the production tax credit for wind farms. So we keep subsidizing wind farms while plants like Coal Creek come under, you know, financial pressure. So I'm very aware of it. I'm very familiar with Coal Creek. I think it's good that the management team keeps, you know, is honest with the workers and the community, but we still need to try to keep it open. And the consequences for the workforce and the community, that's one thing, and that's bad enough. And I don't necessarily think you have to keep something going just because of that, because especially if you're going to use the power of the government. But we're, on the other hand, keeping wind farms going solely with the power of the government and tax policy and the subsidizing of them. So more important thing is that we have to keep the grid reliable and resilient, and we have to keep power flowing, and the only way to do that is with coal and nuclear.
Another text, speaking of nuclear, what about Yucca Mountain?
Yeah, so the president tweeted out today, message aimed right at Nevada. He said, Nevada, we hear you. Our administration hears you. And basically saying that they're not going to put building Yucca Mountain or continuing the benefit or continuing the financing, their funding for Yucca Mountain, which is a spent nuclear fuel storage facility, of course, in Nevada, that's been embroiled in controversy for decades now. And yet if we don't find a solution for storing spent nuclear fuel, then of course there won't be able to be nuclear power plants. And so he said that he didn't put it in his budget. I'm sure we're going to try to put it in the budget in the Senate. I hope we do. I'm going to fight like crazy for it, because again, we can't continue down this path. And so I think the president's wrong. I think that the president's budget writers are wrong. And we need to fight for Yucca Mountain, because we need a permanent solution to storing that spent fuel. Remember, think about what we're just talking about with Coal Creek. Minnesota and Xcel Energy, for example, has power plants that are nuclear right in Minnesota, and they store that spent fuel right there at the facility in casks. Well, you know, do we really want a whole bunch of nuclear storage facilities around the country and above ground when we could have a more permanent solution that allows science to work, not only keep the fuel safe, but also work on maybe regenerating it and things like that. So we just have to be a lot smarter. But that's what the Yucca Mountain thing was about. And I was a little surprised to see his tweet this morning. And I'm speaking out against his position because I think he's wrong.
Chet and Hebron, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Senator Kramer, for all that you've done in standing up for the values that we have in North Dakota. What's going on in government right now? Anyhow, have either you or Scott heard about the documentary, The Enemy Within, or have you seen it?
I've not seen it, no, nor heard of it.
Okay. Anyhow, our son was home during Thanksgiving, and it was on Netflix, and it kind of backgrounds what's happening in government and with some of the Democratic people that we've been trying to work with. It's an eye opener, and it was a documentary that was done by a fella in New Zealand. And when he was questioned why he did this, he said he wants the United States to continue to exist. He said if it wouldn't have been for the United States during World War II, New Zealand would have been overrun. And he feels very strongly about that. But I just wish that every politician would see that documentary. And if you or Scott or somebody could see it and maybe sometime in the future comment on it.
I'm going to watch it. Especially if it's on Netflix, because I like to get my money's worth every month.
Exactly. But I mean, it was, with what's happening in the political theater right now, it kind of fills in as to why these people are doing what they're doing. You know, why do they continue doing this? There's something in the background that's driving this.
Yep. Well, they don't mind totalitarianism, that's for sure.
It's terrible. That's true. Yes.
We both have promised we'll watch it for you. How about that? We'll talk about it on the air as well, so thank you for that. Also, a listener texted me a note to say, reminder, Clarence Thomas movie is out this weekend. There's a story about his life story, actually, the Justice Thomas movie. It's called Created Equal, and that soon, too, will be on Netflix, I think, but it's in theaters. For sure, Westacre's 14, this listener says, tonight. Again, Created Equal, the story of Clarence Thomas. Supreme Court Justice. More after this with Senator Kevin Kramer. Don't go away.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement equipment auctions featuring late model John Deere R-Series four-wheel drive and track tractors, a 2019 DV60 corn planter, and more in Starbuck, Minnesota on March 12th. Then on March 21st and March 26th, Pfeiffer's will be offering an entire fleet of late model Case IH sprayers, quad tracks, 9230 combines, a Claas 750 combine, Challenger Series tractors, trucks, trailers, and more near Richardton in New England, North Dakota. For online bidding and complete details, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know what's going to unify the country, and it's already unified in a lot of ways? All you have to do is look at our crowds and look at our support. What unifies it is the great success. Our country today is more successful than it has ever been, and that's unifying the country.
President Trump is on his way to North Carolina, taking some questions on the White House lawn, and so he's, how are you going to unify the country? No, they would never ask such a thing. Never mind. You know what I'm going to say. Todd in Berlin in question for Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And a first-time caller. I think that's our first-time caller. I don't know that we've had a call from Berlin before, number one. And you're a first-time caller calling us, so we got a lot of firsts going on. Thank you, Todd.
All right. Thanks for taking my call. Service-connected vet here. Vote Republican. I voted for Senator Cramer, but I have a few issues. Number one, Trump caused his own headaches with his appointments and refused to take responsibility for his foolish appointments. That has caused his own headaches. He has not enforced any law. We don't have E-Verify. We don't have birthright citizen, all things that he promised us. The other problem I've got with you, Senator Cramer, when are these socialist handouts the farmers going to stop? This is enough. 65% of soybeans in my state we cannot use. 40% of corn is used for fuel. The richest people in that state are farmers, with the average farm worth $3.5 million. And all we hear from you every week, Senator Cramer, is handout after handout after handout. The first week you were in office, you co-sponsored a bill to bring in tens of thousands of Indian tech workers, future Democratic voters. Now, what's the point, and what are you going to tell me? Why should I vote Republican again? The Democrats are satanic. You cannot vote for them. But what choice do I have? We got people lying under oath, on television, nothing done. Hillary Clinton walks, nothing done. We got, Kerry, backbiting our country, nothing done.
All right, Todd, I'm going to ask you to pause there just so we give Senator Cramer a chance to address it. The list is long and the time is short, so.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of things there. First of all, with regard to farmers and to agriculture, he almost argued with himself. Because we have the lowest cost, highest quality, safest, by the way, and does anybody doubt the importance of a safe food supply these days? Just look to China, who does not have safe food supply, and look what's happening with regard to the coronavirus issue. So, we do, as a country, we do have a policy that keeps family farmers on the farm, and some of them make a lot of money, no question about it, but the subsidy or the safety net follows the food. We don't discriminate against one type of farmer over another type of a farmer. It follows the food. We need to maintain a good, safe, reliable supply of food. Food and energy, the two things that any sophisticated country in the world protects of their own. I want to go to the issue of the Indian workforce, however. I don't know if you've noticed, Scotty, but under this administration, there are actually more jobs open than people looking for work. 5% of the physicians in North Dakota are foreign-born, and most of them from India. Many of the software developers we have at Microsoft are from India and other countries as well. And we need a good merit skills-based immigration system rather than the one we have now, where you're punished if you're from a country like India that has a lot of people, that provides a lot of the high-tech workforce in our country. And so consequently, we have a shortage of high-tech workforce in our country. Instead, we have a lot of illegal immigration. So with regard to them, quote, voting Democrat or bringing them here to vote Democrat, I don't know if anybody saw, but I was in the front row at the Howdy Modi event down in Houston, where the Prime Minister Modi of India and President Donald Trump of the United States of America, first time it's ever happened, by the way, in history, stood on that stage, and there were 50,000 screaming Indian Americans that were delighted by both leaders and cheered wildly for both leaders. I think it's a pretty strong misread of that population to suggest that they all come here to become American citizens and vote Democratic. It really has more to do with our own economy. And I strongly support a merit-based immigration system. And I think Donald Trump pretty much ran on a merit-based immigration system.
Just add real quick, E-Verify, you expect that to, you're saying, some things haven't been done. E-Verify was one example.
E-Verify is one of those examples that we've all supported and tried to get done. And of course we do need Democrats to pass legislation, and you need 60 to pass it in the Senate. So our biggest problem is when we've tried to do comprehensive immigration reform, it goes nowhere because somebody might get something that they want.
They don't want it. Let's talk. He mentioned that he was a vet. I want to ask you quickly, because we had a call earlier about a vet that was struggling with HBOT and didn't know where to turn, said the VA needs to do something. You and Senator Hoeven successful in getting a pilot program here. I understand there are now four veterans, or maybe six. I think there's up to six veterans through the VA that are getting their care paid for at HBOT, but way more needed. Any chance that can be accelerated?
Well, we keep trying, and we just passed out of the Veterans Affairs Committee. As you know, I sit on it, Scott. It's called S-785 is the bill. It's called Veterans Mental Health Care Improvement Act. And I put an amendment in there, although it was a struggle, frankly, to get it passed, not because of members, but because of staff, that would authorize the Secretary of VA to enter into more public-private partnerships to search for effectiveness, and requires them to use an objective test. And you know, over in Fargo, they use a very objective test.
We'll make sure we add that to our list for next week and cover that for sure. Senator Kramer will be with us on Wednesday next week. Senator, thanks for the time. That's the Talk Radio Town Hall. God bless everybody. Thanks for listening.
It's important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.